I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A fast-moving brush fire near Yosemite National Park exploded in size Saturday into one of California's largest wildfires of the year, prompting evacuation orders for thousands of people and shutting out power to more than 2,000 homes and businesses. The Oak Fire started Friday afternoon southwest of the park near the town of Mid Pines in Mariposa County, and by Saturday had grown to nearly 19,000 square miles. Mike Healy was one of those evacuated.
We've got our health. We were able to get out. We've got a helping hand, and the Red Cross are doing a tremendous job.
One of the natural wonders of the West, Utah's Great Salt Lake, is under threat. Officials are now sounding the alarm about climate change and the worsening drought, pushing the lake to the brink of a crisis. High temperatures and record-breaking western drought has Utah's Great Salt Lake inching towards ecological disaster. Utah, already plagued by dust storms that could potentially be hazardous for the state's most populous city, but currently the lake is so low only airboats can operate. I'm Tony Maruso for USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A senior U.S. congressional delegation met Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kiev on Saturday and promised to try to ensure continued support in the war against Russia. That delegation, which included Representative Adam Smith, who's the chair of the House Armed Services Committee, is the latest in a series of high-profile American visitors to Ukraine. We will continue to seek ways to support President Zelensky and the Ukrainian people as effectively as possible as they continue their brave stand, they added. They didn't have to pay bail, so they didn't show. With that story, here's Lance Pride.
Two accused drug traffickers from Washington State busted with 150,000 fentanyl pills during a California traffic stop last month failed to show up in court Thursday after being released on California's new soft-on-crime cashless bail. After the no-show, the judge withdrew the prior $2 million bond and directed each to be held without bond if they turn up on the system. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
According to Dr. Marty Goldstein, one of America's top veterinarians, canine health is on the decline. Some breeds have even seen their average lifespans cut in half over the past 30 years. And it all boils down to one thing, nutrition. Unfortunately, most commercial dog foods are full of artificial preservatives, additives, heavy grains, and low-quality proteins, he explained. To make matters worse, most commercial dog food is cooked at high temperatures, which can actually destroy most of the nutrients. Research shows the low nutritional value of these foods is a major contributor to low energy, digestive issues, joint discomfort, bad breath, itchy skin, and a host of other common problems in dogs. Cost-conscious consumers are buying more store brands at the supermarket, raising pressure on big food companies that are dealing with their own rising costs. Lower-cost oatmeal, pickles, granola bars, and coffee made by companies such as Treehouse Foods and sold by retailers like Walmart and Kroger are gaining traction with consumers for the first time since the pandemic began, according to market research firm IRI. And on this day, July the 24th, 1959, 63 years ago, Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev started the debate with visiting U.S. Vice President Richard Nixon over the relative merits of capitalism and communism. The confrontation became known as the Kitchen Debate because it took place in a model American kitchen at a U.S. exhibit in Moscow.
You can say you're a lawyer for capitalism and I'm a lawyer for communism, so let's compete.
All that I can say from the way you talk and the way you dominate the conversation, you would have made a good lawyer yourself.
This is USA Radio News.